Zondervan Audio Pages presents The Jesus I Never Knew by Philip Yancey.
Suppose we hear an unknown man spoken of by many men. Suppose we were puzzled to hear that some men said he was too tall and some too short. Some objected to his fatness. Some lamented his leanness. Some thought him too dark and some too fair. One explanation would be that he might be an odd shape. But there is another explanation. He might be the right shape. Perhaps, in short, this extraordinary thing is really the ordinary thing, at least the normal thing, the center. G.K. Chesterton.
Part 1, Who He Was. Chapter 1, The Jesus I Thought I Knew. I first got acquainted with Jesus when I was a child, singing Jesus Loves Me in Sunday school, addressing bedtime prayers to Dear Lord Jesus, watching Bible club teachers move cut-out figures across a flannel graph board. I associated Jesus with Kool-Aid and sugar cookies and gold stars for good attendance. I remember especially one image from Sunday school, an oil painting that hung on the concrete block wall. Jesus had long, flowing hair, unlike that of any man I knew. His face was thin and handsome, his skin waxen and milky white. He wore a robe of scarlet, and the artist had taken pains to show the play of light on its folds. In his arms, Jesus cradled a small sleeping lamb. I imagined myself as that lamb, blessed beyond all telling. Recently, I read a book that the elderly Charles Dickens had written to sum up the life of Jesus for his children. In it, the portrait emerges of a sweet Victorian nanny who pats the heads of boys and girls and offers such advice as, "Now, children, you must be nice to your mummy and daddy." With a start, I recalled the Sunday school image of Jesus that I grew up with, someone kind and reassuring, with no sharp edges at all, a Mr. Rogers before the age of children's television. As a child, I felt comforted by such a person. Later, while attending a Bible college, I encountered a different image. A painting popular in those days depicted Jesus, hands outstretched, suspended in a Dolly-like pose over the United Nations building in New York City. Here was the cosmic Christ, the one in whom all things inhere, the still point of the turning world. This world figure had come a long way from the lamb.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?